Thanks very much, Ian. And in hearing that, you're hearing what many, many hours were like at Menya and Pete's house during her illness. She had a stack of harp music that included her own CD, which she took a lot of pleasure in listening to, but a stack about a foot high of harp music. And when there was music to be put on, the question wasn't which CD, but which harp CD would be put on. And you can understand why, and the amazing piece that she found in listening to that, and how many times over the last few months particularly that she fell asleep listening to that kind of music. And I'm now going to introduce Mary Bevan, Menya's mother-in-law, Pete's mother, who's come once again from England to join us on this occasion.
Thank you. As Ben says, I'm Pete's mother, and I would like to thank everybody, and especially the team, for their care not only of Menya, but of Pete, and also of each other during these last difficult months. In September, Morris asked me to choose something to read at Menya's funeral. I think it was then meant to be read round the open grave, but Menya stayed alive a bit too long for that, and we still haven't had the funeral. I didn't have any difficulty in finding what I wanted to read. I wanted to read a poem by Ben Jonson, who was a contemporary of William Shakespeare, in which he speaks of the importance, not of the length of years that are lived, but of the quality. And I think we've all realised that it's not the length of Menya's life that we're celebrating, it's the quality of it. And it seemed to me when I chose it that Menya's cruel illness was cutting off her very real talents, that she had so much to give to the world, and she was being deprived of the opportunity to do it. When I came to look at this, I put it on my computer, I printed it out, I put it in with my suitcase, ready to come to Canada whenever I was called, with my passport and other things. When I came to look at it when I was here, I thought, this is out of date. This isn't what I want to say now, because so much has happened between September and February the 13th. And I thought about it, and then I thought, no, the real significance of Menya's life is not her talents, many as they were. It's the way in which she died, not just the courage she showed, not just her own qualities, but her weakness, her ability to receive love unconditionally, and to enable that love to be shown by many people who I'm sure surprised even themselves by the quality of love they were able to show, the care and compassion, doing the nasty, unsavoury sort of things that are connected with somebody who is dying. And so Menya, I think, taught us a lot. She taught us how to love and to receive love. She taught us not only to care about the person who is ill, but to care for the carers and to show our connectedness with one another. And for that, I think she's contributed a great deal to the love in her own world. Her light has gone out, but as it went out, it lit the flame in many hearts, which I hope will keep on burning with love for other people. There are so many people who testified towards the end that caring for her had been a life-changing experience. And so let us listen to this poem by Ben Jonson, learn from it, and be comforted by it. It is not growing like a tree, in bulk doth make men better be, or standing long an oak 300 year, to fall a log at last, dry, bald, and sere. A lily of a day is fairer far in May. Although it fall and die that night, it was the plant and flower of light. In small proportions we just beauties see, and in short measures life may perfect be. Thank you.